The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you've joined me. Glenn Beck realizes a convention of states would actually destroy the Constitution, and he's right on that. But he used to be a massive supporter. But he has come to the realization of just how dangerous a convention of states is. And you know what? A lot of people have pushed the convention of states with good intentions. I mean, they were good people, allies, conservatives. I'm a conservative, and I've heard really good conservatives come up to me, especially when I was doing my local radio show. They would come up to me and try to get me to push the Constitutional Convention and a convention of states. And I'm sure you were approached by good conservative people, and I would tell them, no, I'm not going to have that on the radio, not on my show. You're going to have to find someone else because I'm not a supporter of that. And I wasn't even a supporter of it for different reasons before I realized just how dangerous it was. I was already not a supporter of it. I know there's a lot of people that were, you want term limits, okay? And that was one of the biggest ways they could get people to try to do a constitutional convention is they want term limits, and they talk about how term limits could solve so many problems. Well, I've never believed that's actually true, that term limits would solve any problems. So that was one of the reasons, one of the main reasons I was already automatically against it. And then I found out later just how dangerous the Constitutional Convention can be, because there's no guarantee that what you call the convention for, that it would do anything. So let's say the good intended people who want a convention of states because they want to put term limits in. And that's like their biggest push. So I think that was the most successful push to get states really close to do it. Lots of states actually have agreed to do it. And they don't realize the danger. So they get people and say, hey, we need term limits, and then we can do a convention of states. And then you get the convention of states, and term limits is talked about at the very beginning, and everyone's really happy. Oh, yeah, okay, see, we're talking about term limits. And they might propose it. Maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't. But now that you've called all the states, now a whole bunch of other people start trying to change the Constitution, and they legally can now that you've called this convention of states. And you can't control whether they're going to do something or not, or basically destroy the Constitution completely. This is not a joke. And in this day and age, ask yourself, how many times have you seen the Republican Party or people that promise you, no, if we do this, we'll get it done. Like, we're going to defund Obamacare. If you give us the House and the Senate and the presidency, we will get rid of Obamacare. And look what happens. It doesn't happen. That's, folks, this is more a convention of states. There's more of a guarantee that it wouldn't happen. Whatever you call the, in this day and age, whatever you call that convention of state for, whatever good intention, it's almost a guarantee that that intention will be the, for sure, the one thing that doesn't happen. And a whole bunch of other things will happen, destroying the Constitution. But you might not fully understand, so I'm going to help you understand. But I know there's a lot of people that are good conservatives that have said, yeah, that sounds good. Convention of states. Yeah, we need term limits. Yeah, that sounds good. And they want to do it. But it's actually not. Now, I want you to hear Glenn Beck first as how he has come to this realization that a convention of states, something he has pushed for a long time, because you get a one-sided argument. A one-sided argument, so it sounds good. But you don't hear the conservatives, hardly ever, the argument of why it's so bad. And once you see why it's so bad, you will never really want to support the convention of states again. But the reason why it's bad is it's the people that you can't trust that go there. That's the problem. And that's what Glenn Beck, he came to this realization, it appears, maybe on his own. But he realizes this. Take a listen.
I have been a supporter of the Article 5 Convention of States. I've been a pretty big supporter, vocal supporter. I'm reversing that today because after some real thought and prayer, we are not the people to open up this sacred document. We are not the people. That was a God-inspired document that was divinely written, and you can read it from I don't know how many founders. Benjamin Franklin even said that. The very hand of God was involved in the writing of that document. Do you believe that we could send delegates to a convention today that would have that kind of inspiration, that when they got to an impasse, somebody would be there like Ben Franklin that would say, let's pause and all go to church and pray. And they didn't politic, they prayed. I am not for opening that Constitution anymore. Because we are not the people. When we are the people, I'll be for it again. When we have demonstrated our humility and our obedience to God, and I'm afraid it's just going to take a massive beatdown of our country to get to that place. But someday we will be humble enough. We will recognize God. We will not be an enemy to God. We will not be so arrogant. And when we're those people, I will support the Convention of States. But I withdraw my support. And I'm sorry to say that, but I withdraw my support. But it is because of the fact that this Constitution is wholly inadequate for anyone other than a religious and moral people. We are not those people, and we should not stain this document.
Yeah, that's Glenn Beck, and he's 100% right. Now, for those of you who are still dreaming about it for whatever the good intention that you have, this will make you be like, but I feel like we need term limits. Let me deal with the term limits. Maybe I'll make you feel better if you've been a longtime supporter of the let's have a convention of states, because it's hard for people to change. People get stubborn. And I know even with Glenn Beck so eloquently explaining why he has changed his mind and he's nailed it, and it looks like he just, it doesn't even seem like somebody told him other than God, because he said he prayed about it. So he came to this conclusion on his own with prayer, and he got the correct answer. And he laid it out beautifully. But I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you so much more, because the John Birch Society has been educating people on this topic for a long time. And I've got a cool thing I want to show you that will explain it even better. But for those of you, because I know there's people that really want term limits, I want you to feel better if you think, well, then this is going to dash any hope of term limits. And I'm going to explain to you why term limits, I don't even understand the people that think that that's so important. Term limits don't really matter. You already technically have term limits. They're called elections. Now, I know we don't have fair elections, but let's pretend that the elections are all on the up and up, okay? Let's pretend we fix the elections. Let's say we get it so we don't use machines anymore, it's paper ballots, and the elections are on the up and up. That is your term limit. You say, well, no, because people like Nancy Pelosi are in a Democrat district, right? And she's going to get reelected no matter what she does, because these people are just going to blindly vote Democrat no matter what. And so there isn't really term limits because for her, because she just keeps going and going and going. That's what you're upset about. And you want to see that she's not there to do all the damage. Let me explain something to you. If the people in that area are forced to have term limits, and let's take Nancy Pelosi, and you're all excited because Nancy Pelosi can only be there for two terms, let's say, and then she's gone. That fixes nothing with what you're upset about. You're upset about Nancy Pelosi's policies, right? And what she does to this country, right? Well, here's why it doesn't do anything. So she's term limited out. Then the people in that area, in San Francisco, will then put someone else in, and it's almost always someone worse. You will go from Nancy Pelosi to an AOC. You will go from Nancy Pelosi to who knows what comes out of it. You know how many weird freakazoid people live in San Francisco? They will just put someone even worse. In my lifetime, when there have been horrible Democrats, and then they finally retire or they're not there anymore, they're gone, but they are in a super bad Democrat district, when those people leave, someone worse, in my life, it's always been this way, someone worse takes their place because our society's morals have been going down. A super old Nancy Pelosi, even though she's as awful as she is, there are a lot of people in younger generations that have been brainwashed by her generation of idiotic liberalism that are 10 times worse than even her. And that's all you will get. You will get Nancy Pelosi times 10 if you get term limits. Do you understand? So your term limits don't do anything. You're trying to change the country. You say, I'm trying to get rid of these people that get in there and the bureaucrats and the evil policies. The only way you change this country is you change the hearts and minds. You have to change the hearts and minds of the people in that district. And if you can't do it, then you can't do it. But that's the only way. And every time there's an election, that's your opportunity to change their hearts and minds and get them to understand that they need to vote for somebody else. So every election is a term limit. There's no need to open up a constitutional convention with massive dangers to destroy the Constitution utterly and completely. You might think I'm exaggerating, but I'm going to show you something that proves that this is not an exaggeration. Massive consequences for term limits that will do absolutely nothing but just generate more awful people into Washington, D.C. That's all it will do. Getting rid of Nancy Pelosi so that she can only serve two terms does not fix the district. You must realize she does represent her district. Her district is a reflection of her wacko beliefs. And there's way more crazier people behind her ready to go. AOC is way worse than even Nancy Pelosi. And I guarantee you, if you term limited Nancy Pelosi, you would get some new AOC person. Someone who's not smart, thinks they know things, and will just completely destroy America. Nancy Pelosi is smart in the aspect that she knows how to make money and she's corrupt, but you're going to get a corrupt person who doesn't even know how to even make money. They all just know how to destroy America and that's it. Okay. So now that I've explained that, because the term limits I know is what gets a lot of people to support a constitutional convention. Once you understand that doesn't solve anything. If you're not changing the hearts and minds of people, how did Donald Trump win, folks? Donald Trump won because he spoke to the people, and a lot of people who didn't ever vote for a Republican ever before voted for Donald Trump because he spoke and got their hearts and minds and said, and they knew he was speaking things that they truly believed, and they believed he actually meant it. We're just used to politicians who lie to us all the time, and you know they don't really mean what they say. But if there ever is a whole bunch of Donald Trumps, you would save this country. Our founding fathers were a bunch of Donald Trumps. A lot of them were. You know what's so beautiful about our founding fathers? They knew they weren't perfect men. Like in our history books, a lot of times, well, now they do the opposite. They bash our founding fathers unfairly. But they used to overly praise, and I'd much rather have overly praise than bashing. But our founding fathers, if you lived at that time, they knew they weren't perfect men. And that's why they were so wonderful. Because they knew they weren't. They relied on God more than themselves. The Constitution is so wonderful, not because they are the most brilliant men who ever lived. It's because they knew they weren't the most brilliant men who ever lived. Do you realize that? If they thought that they were the most brilliant men who ever lived, you would have a bunch of liberal wackos writing the Constitution with egomaniacs. But they relied on God and past history and mistakes by other people and learned from other countries' mistakes and governments. They were wonderful because of that. All right, now let me show you. JBS, John Birch Society. Just to cement this in, the dangers of a constitutional convention. So no matter what your reason is that you may have been for it, you need to see this.
The United States of America. Beginning in 1776, America emerged as a free and independent nation. By 1787, delegates from 12 of the 13 states met in Philadelphia to revise the system. What was produced was the Constitution, the finest governmental system ever devised by man. It was designed to govern the government, not the people nor the states. The checks and balances and separation of powers within the Constitution ensured the rights of the people would be protected. The founders even went one step further to ensure these liberties would always be protected by adding 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights. However, over the past two centuries, many things have changed. All three branches have increasingly expanded their powers. This has led to the bloated deficit spending, out-of-control federal government of today, which is increasingly violating our rights to free speech, religion, privacy, and much more. Becoming alarmed, many are demanding that something be done. Some are advocating that we, the people, exercise our right to amend the Constitution through an Article 5 convention, also known as a constitutional convention, a CONCON, or a convention of the states. An Article 5 convention is a gathering of delegates for the purpose of proposing amendments to the Constitution. According to Article 5, amendments to the Constitution can be proposed by either two-thirds vote in both houses of Congress, or two-thirds of state legislatures submitting their applications to Congress to call a convention. With a convention, responsibility rests with delegates appointed or elected from all 50 states. Currently, there is no way of knowing who your delegates will be or whether they are constitutionally minded. Amendments are then proposed, debated, and voted upon at the convention. Congress then sends proposed amendments out to the states for ratification. Finally, the proposed amendments need to be ratified by three-fourths of the states before they can be added to the Constitution. Those in favor of this amendment process believe there are adequate safeguards to prevent ratification of harmful amendments or even a complete rewrite of the Constitution. They believe state legislatures will stop any bad amendments since only 13 states are needed to reject them. The danger of this idea is that according to Article 5, state legislatures can be bypassed in the ratification process. Article 5 allows Congress to send proposed amendments for ratification to either state legislatures or special state conventions. This is not the only danger. A convention could also create a new ratification process, much like the Convention of 1787 did when it changed the ratification requirement from unanimous approval by all 13 state legislatures to approval by special conventions in 9 of the 13 states. Currently, 3/4 of the states need to ratify, but if a new process was created, it could be changed to anything. The greatest danger is that an Article 5 convention has the inherent power to become a runaway convention. Consider the Constitutional Convention of 1787. It did not stop at revising the Articles of Confederation. It completely rewrote them. This power to be a runaway convention is supported in the Declaration of Independence. It states the people have the right to alter or abolish their form of government whenever it fails to secure their rights. A total rewrite of the Constitution may have been needed in 1787, but under the current conditions of today, we do not have the statesmen of the past. We have the politicians who have helped create this mess. Ask yourself, is the Constitution the problem, or is it the out-of-control government that is not obeying the Constitution? So, what can you do? The solution is to have a large-scale, grassroots educational program that will inform voters about the Constitution. Once educated, they will be motivated to nominate and elect federal and state officials who will obey the Constitution. Then, Constitution-minded public officials will begin restoring the government's protection of our rights. They will also roll back government programs and spending in accordance with the Constitution, so that the average citizen can experience lower taxes, stable or decreasing prices, and increasing job opportunities. This can be done, but we need your help. Those who have embraced the idea of changing the Constitution by means of an Article 5 convention need to realize this is not the solution. Back in 1983, 32 of the required 34 states had applied for an Article 5 convention for proposing a balanced budget amendment. Because of a national campaign to stop the BBA-CONCON movement, by 2011, state legislatures from 16 states had rescinded or taken back their applications for a BBA Article 5 convention. Today, the movement to call an Article 5 convention is growing once again. As of 2015, some states have ignored their rescissions by renewing their applications for a convention to propose a BBA. Others have approved a BBA-CONCON application for the first time. This has resulted in 27 states now having a live application for a BBA Article 5 convention. Being only 7 states away from Congress calling such a convention, we need your help. Contact your state legislature and stop the approval of all state applications to Congress for an Article 5 convention, no matter what the reason.
All right, folks, you get the understanding, I'm sure, now. Make sure you subscribe to this video if you found this informative. Subscribe and check out The New American and The New American Magazine. You were like, you guys give us such great information. Well, if you think that and you want to help and you feel like I would give you money. No, you don't have to give us money. How about just buy the product that we put out for you, that A, you get a magazine, and B, you get the information and you're well informed. So it's not even like you could think of it as, well, I'm just doing it to support you guys. We love that. But we want to give you something back. And remember, if money is a problem, how about just like about a dollar a month? If you do the digital copy of The New American, it's only like a dollar a month. You can afford that if you want. But I understand. Do what you want. Thanks for being out there. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.